A key objective in the government's goal of engendering sustained economic growth is the cultivation of new international markets for goods and services. A recent development in achieving this objective was the announcement by Prime Minister Andrew Holness of government's intention to appoint several investment ambassadors. We explore this development on today's edition of Going for Growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
For businesses to grow, they need markets. In fact, they need large markets. And this government has its eyes set on expanding markets for Jamaica. It's not just the export strategy. We have to have a market development strategy. It must be foreign policy to open new markets, to create new linkages, to bring our businesses new opportunities, and to bring opportunities here from new markets as well.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. To accomplish the goal of increasing Jamaica's foreign markets, government is to appoint several investment ambassadors to be deployed to specific regions to explore and develop opportunities for local businesses. One ambassador has already been appointed. Senator Aubyn Hill will have responsibility for India and the Middle East.
Modern India is a leading economic and political power. Last year, it was the fastest growing large economy in the world. And it seems ready to repeat that feat this year. Given our economic growth agenda and our development imperative, it is the intention of this administration to establish much closer ties with India. Senator Hill has had a long and strong economic association with India. He has lived there as a banker and traveled there many times, over 80 times. The clear objective is to grow trade between our two countries and enhance our economic growth and job creation prospects.
Another investment ambassador is to be appointed in days to come, with specific responsibility for sourcing economic opportunities in Europe. And to ensure that the private sector is ready to capitalize on the opportunities generated, a representative from the sector is to be enlisted to help develop the required local infrastructure.
We will also name someone from the private sector to help with driving the growth agenda, with bridging private sector agenda and government agenda to ensure we are on target for growth.
Mr. Holness adds that the administration is working to ensure that its foreign economic policies are aligned in support of this development thrust. As part of efforts to bolster the public service, Prime Minister Holness announced plans to establish a Jamaica House Fellowship. Though only in its development stage, the objective of the fellowship is to create greater equity between the private and public sectors, thereby making careers in the public service more attractive to local graduates.
Bringing them into the public service from an early stage and an early age to use them to drive a more efficient government, in effect, making the public sector operating as if it was in the private sector. The long-term objective is to make sure that the public sector has the talent pool to support the regulatory environment that can work at the speed of business.
Mr. Holness adds that the fellowship will be executed in conjunction with the private sector. With a talented, efficient, and dynamic public service at the government's disposal, it is expected that Jamaica will be well able to unearth and implement development initiatives geared at long-term economic growth and job creation. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
JCDC and the Tourism Enhancement Fund present Jamaica Made, the main audience day's experience of the 2016 Jamaica Visual Arts Exhibition, Jamaica Conference Center, April 24, exhibition launch, April 29, schools arts day out, May 8, award ceremony. Enjoy the exhibition free 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. View and vote for the best Jamaican art pieces, participate in the public mural and make it and share it project and much more. Visit www.jcdc.gov.jm for further details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.